From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Howard. In an 8-1 ruling, the Supreme Court says the Westboro Baptist Church of Kansas has a free speech right to picket the funerals of U.S. service members. Church members say military deaths are God's punishment for U.S. tolerating gays. In the opinion of the court, Chief Justice John Roberts says that even hurtful speech must be protected on issues of public debate. The court's ruling comes in a case where the father of a Marine killed in service sued members of the church after they picketed his son's funeral. 48 states, more than 40 U.S. senators, and veterans groups from across the U.S. had backed the Marine's family in the case. President Obama has signed into law a bill that funds the government for the next 2 weeks. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports the president wants the next bill to be a long-term financial fix.
White House spokesman Jay Carney says the problem with consecutive two-week stopgap funding measures is that they cause uncertainty about whether the government will shut down every 2 weeks, and that could stand in the way of economic recovery.
The president has called on Democratic and Republican leaders to meet with his vice president, his chief of staff, and his budget director to address specifically the issue of finding common ground so that we can pass funding for the government with substantial spending cuts that bring us through the end of this fiscal year.
This two-week continuing resolution cuts $4 billion in spending, and it funds the government until March 18th, the day President Obama is scheduled to begin a trip to Latin America. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
Top members of the Obama administration are pushing back on the idea of creating a no-fly zone over Libya. NPR's Rachel Martin reports it's an option U.S. officials say could have serious consequences for U.S. foreign policy in the region.
Secretary of Defense Robert Gates told a House congressional committee that if the Obama administration orders the creation of a no-fly zone over Libyan airspace, the U.S. military can make that happen. But, he said, it would be a serious undertaking.
A no-fly zone begins with an attack on Libya to destroy the air defenses. That's the way you do a no-fly zone. And then you can fly planes around the country and not worry about our guys being shot down. But that's the way it starts.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton also weighed in on a possible no-fly zone, saying that the U.S. is, quote, a long way from making that decision. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Washington.
The Army private charged with releasing 250,000 sensitive and classified documents to WikiLeaks is now facing more than 20 new charges, including aiding the enemy. Army officials say the new charges accuse Private First Class Bradley Manning with using unauthorized software to extract documents from government computers and transmit that data to what the Army is calling the enemy. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 8 points today at 12,066. The Nasdaq gained 10 points to close at 2,748. This is NPR News in Washington. The Securities and Exchange Commission is pushing a proposed new rule it says will help to reduce risk-taking on the part of big Wall Street firms. Commission members voted to back a rule that will require top executives at such firms to wait at least 3 years before they could collect at least half of their annual bonuses. Risk-taking on Wall Street contributed to the world's financial collapse. A new study finds that most plastic products release chemicals that act like the sex hormone estrogen. NPR's John Hamilton reports that the finding includes products made without BPA, the chemical best known for mimicking estrogen.
A team led by a biologist at the University of Texas at Austin tested more than 450 plastic items from stores like Walmart and Whole Foods. The products included baby bottles, water bottles, and food wrap. Tests showed that more than 70% of the products, including those marketed as BPA-free, released chemicals that act like estrogen. That figure jumped to more than 90% when the products were exposed to heat and ultraviolet light. Studies have shown that high doses of BPA can affect the sex organs of mice and rats, but it's still not clear whether people are harmed by exposure to any of the hormone-like chemicals in plastics. The study appears in the journal Environmental Health Perspectives. John Hamilton, NPR News.
Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich will begin raising money to explore a possible bid for president. Spokesman Rick Taylor says Gingrich will talk about entering the exploratory phase of his campaign tomorrow at a news conference at the state capitol in Atlanta. Sirhan Sirhan, convicted in the 1968 assassination of Robert Kennedy, is again being denied parole by a California parole board. The 66-year-old Sirhan says he does not remember shooting Kennedy. Jim Howard, NPR News, Washington.